I'm Huda. What was your inspiration to become a cyclist?
For me, it was my mum who inspired me to get out on the bike. She chose it as a form of losing weight, and one thing kind of led to another, but I always had that inspiration in my life, so I always had somebody to look up to.
Hello, I'm Nathan. How was it when you were inside Rio de Janeiro? Was it the same when you were inside London 4 years ago?
I mean, both experiences were very different. Obviously, London was a home games and probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me, whereas Rio was obviously an away game. So they were both very different. But an Olympics is almost an Olympics. It's sort of the same thing. Once you're in the village, you kind of do the same thing. And because I'm there to ride a bike, it almost seems like any other race.
Hello, I'm Hashim. And what do you eat when you're training and stuff?
I mean, before a race, I tend to just eat carbs. So it can be like pasta or rice or something like that. But during the week, it can be a whole kind of mix of different things. I'm not a very good cook, though. So Jason, my husband, does all the cooking for me.
Demi, what would you say to someone if they was nervous before a race?
I'd say I am a very nervous person. So I would say just make sure that you know you're nervous, accept that you're nervous. And then after that, it almost doesn't matter because you've accepted it. So you can move on from there. And then the minute you swing your leg over your bike, all your nerves disappear. So whether that's a running race, a cycling race, I think once you get on that start line, the nerves will disappear anyways.
Nathaniel, when you won the race, would you be very happy?
yeah, I'm always really happy when I win a race. It's a nice feeling. When you go to Olympics as well, you feel really proud because you've done it in front of your country as well.
How many medals have you won?
I've got 4 Olympic gold medals. I've got 7 world gold medals and 10 European gold medals.
Are you always nervous when you race?
Yeah, I'm always nervous. I think for me, it sort of just comes with it. Like, I expect myself to be nervous.
What would you do when you retire?
I don't really know. Maybe go round to more schools like yours today, inspire as many of you lot to get out on your bikes as I physically can.
What was the most exciting race that you've been in?
Oh, that is a good question. Probably the elimination race at the London 2012 Olympics. It's always kind of a bit of a stressful, kind of tense race anyways. Made all the more stressful because it was Olympic Games.
Do you have any more hobbies?
We've got 2 dogs at home. They're like my little babies. So we take them for long walks. Not really a hobby as such, but because we're cyclists, we don't really do much else, to be honest.
Do you have a rival?
Yeah, so when we're in the team pursuit, so when it's the 4 girls, Australia and America are our main rivals. And then when I'm on my own, it's Sarah Hammer from America again.
How many times did you win and how many times did you lose?
I mean, I don't know the numbers as such, but you tend to lose more races than you actually win. But it almost doesn't matter as long as you win the special ones.
So here's the final question. Who asks better questions, reporters or the children at the school?
The children. The children always ask better questions.